Welcome to the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show podcast. It's open mic night for sketch.
We cold read comedy sketches, then discuss how and why they were written.
Here to keep these goofs going, I'm Harrison.
And I'm Amy. In this week's episode, we start with everyone's biggest potty fear, followed by an educational sketch for those Karens in your life who need it. And then, oh my God, we need this innovative party product to actually be made. You'll see. Then we have riffs by Keith and Harrison.
And stick around to the end for a fun writing prompt so you can write too. With us on the podcast today.
Billy Lawrence.
He, him.
Keith Estrella.
He, him.
Kenny J. He, him.
Lisa Weitzman. She, her.
Ryan W. He, him.
All right, everybody. You ready to goof around a little bit?
Let's goof it up.
Let's goof it up. That's like what the Mighty Ducks would say.
They are my inspiration for everyday life.
Hands in.
All I ever do is goof it up.
I'm tired of goofing. All everybody in the 100-acre wood ever wants to do is goof.
Was that your...
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
It was spot on. It was perfect.
I said 100-acre wood. Who else was it supposed to be?
No, it was good. It was good.
Wow. No, so it was not.
Yeah, let's do a sketch. You guys want to do a sketch?
Let's do it.
Woo! All right, our first sketch today is titled Porta Potty, written by
Harrison Merkt.
Joe will be played by
Ryan W.
Dina will be played by
Lisa Weitzman.
And Frank will be played by
Kenny J.
Interior Porta Potty Day. Joe, he, him, is doing his biz, scrolling on his phone. Machine noises surround the potty. Joe panics. The potty starts to rumble around and voices are heard outside. We hear car doors slam and an engine start and the truck starts to move. Joe freaks out.
Stop! Stop! I'm in here!
Interior. Truck cab. Continuous. Frankie, him, and Dina, they, them, sit in the cab. The back cab window is open. Joe's voice can be heard faintly over the classical music.
Somebody is in here! Stop!
You hear that? Is that a voice?
What? I'm caught up in the music.
Somebody's in the potty! Stop!
Dina stops the radio. We cut between the potty and the cab.
I'm in here! In the potty! Stop!
Holy shit! What the, is there?
Somebody in the potty we picked up.
Yes. Hi, there's somebody in here.
Hello. So sorry. Are you okay? I'm so sorry we picked up the potty while you were taking a dump.
That's okay. I wasn't taking a dump, though. I was just in here, just kind of in here, not pooping.
Frank and Dina look at each other.
Just in there. What?
That's okay. Hey, how about we pull over and let you out?
Joe looks down in the dump reservoir and takes a sniff.
No, that's okay. I'll get out when you do. I don't want to be a hassle.
A long beat.
Hey, it's okay if you took a shit in there. That's what you do in there.
I didn't. I was just in here.
Do you not want to come out, because then we would know you dumped?
No, I don't want to be a burden.
Well, if you weren't dumping, then what were you doing in there?
Long pause. Joe panics, looks around.
Fucking.
Whoa, cool.
Dina looks at Frank and shakes their head.
That's cool, Dina.
Yeah, cool, right?
Yeah, pretty cool. Sweet, dude.
He's lying.
Frank takes this in, thinks for a second.
Hey, where's the person you were fucking? Why aren't they in there with you?
They left right before you picked up the porta potty. I stayed to clean up. She comes so much.
Dean looks at Frank with a plan in their eye.
Whoa, cool. That's great.
Yeah, she loved it. So good.
So how come we didn't see her then?
Joe thinks a bunch.
Oh my gosh, Veronica! You were in here the whole time? Oh my gosh, she's in here with me.
You had someone in there with you and didn't notice? No way. You were dumping, not fucking, man.
Joe slackens, the jig is up, and is about to confess. Then his face brightens and he starts to rock the potty.
Whoa, stop rocking the potty!
I'm sorry! Veronica's fucking me again. She loves it so much.
Whoa, you really are fucking.
Do not rock the potty.
Joe rocks harder.
Oh, Joe, I love this. So good.
Whoa, cool man, bang it out.
Dina shakes their head in disbelief. The porta potty tips over. We see Joe in the porta potty as it falls off the truck and lands on its side and skids to a stop. It's a mess. The truck skids to a stop. Frank and Dina burst out and move towards the potty. As they approach, Joe pops out covered in dookie.
Oh, no. She died. Don't come over here. She died in the fall. No. Veronica.
Frank is devastated. Dina doesn't believe it.
I'm so sorry, man. Oh, God.
Let's see the body.
What? What? Look at me. I'm covered in dung and my lady just died. Why would you ask to see?
It's okay if you were taking a dump.
She really hid from me. She got up in the ceiling and clung there like a Charlie's Angel. That's how come I didn't know she was in there with me.
Frank and Dina look at each other again.
Hey, okay. Look, I think I've been falling for a lot of your lies. It's okay if you dookied. We won't judge you. We were just glad you're safe, man.
Frank and Dina approach. Joe yells and pulls a messy dead body out of the toppled over potty.
I did it, shit!
Let's talk about this.
You know, I feel like everybody's sort of got that fear where they go in a porta potty and they're afraid it's going to get picked up while they're in there.
Yeah, totally.
Everything. You know, I haven't, Harrison, but I will now. I have other bizarre fears that hasn't been one of them, but now you've ruined it. You've ruined me.
So yeah, I kind of just wanted to take a real look at what it would be like if you got picked up while you're in the potty. Yeah, mostly I just think that'd be incredibly embarrassing and hard to deal with. And like, you can't have this sketch. You can't start with a porta potty getting picked up and put on a truck without it toppling over at some
Correct.
Point.
Mm. Yeah.
It had to topple
it's
over.
It's a Chekhov's gun.
Yeah, it had to topple. So basically I was just killing time till it toppled for most of the sketch.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and then I basically didn't want him to give up the shtick. I feel like I kind of peeled the banana peel off the sketch a little bit by having Jennifer. Is that the name I gave her?
Veronica.
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 It's one or the other with me. yeah.
It's I feel so like, cavalier.
I feel like I didn't want, I pulled off the banana peel from like the funny a little bit by having Veronica be real, but like, I always just love when people end the sketch yelling. So. That's sort of what I wanted to do. Yeah, that's pretty much it, though.
I liked the ending. I liked her being an actual dead body in there. What's that say about me? I don't know. I don't want to think about it too much. But yeah, because it was like clearly he was lying. And like that was just silly. It was silly. And then when it was real, it was just such a great turn. I thought it was, you know, I wouldn't see that coming. So, because maybe it's also Ryan's reading of it was so genuinely like, oh, I am totally lying to you right now. There's nothing true about what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just making it up as I go. She was in the ceiling as Charlie's Angels. Oh, so good. Yeah. My only note would be at the beginning, I don't know why, just for like, if you were to produce this, which you should, I'd like the sound of a beeping sound of a backing up truck. Beep. Beep,
yeah.
Beep, just for, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no, that's got to be in there.
Sure, that was that's, also like the way that the word potty was just normalized. Like everybody says potty all the time. And it, like every time I heard it, I still just reveled in it. It was very joyous.
Yeah, there's definitely a like sub that. Game here where this is an unusual world sketch where people just say potty.
Correct.
I say wonderful. Potty. I still say once I became a mom, that was it. I just say potty. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Something clicks in your brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what I call bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I love the twist at the end where she's real, but you have this one part where he like mimics her voice and says like, "Oh, Joe, whatever. I love it. I love it so much." So I'm just like, why would he do that if she was real? Or yeah. Is that actually her voice is like his voice? Like it sounds like his voice. Right. So that was the only thing that I'm like, oh, if you do the twist at the end, you might want to like think about that line doing something with
well,
it.
Maybe it's her voice sounds just like a higher version of mine. I didn't shit.
Yeah.
Or just speak to it then.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't exactly. know. Her voice sounds a lot like just you doing a high voice.
Totally.
Or the perfect. Dead body was there the whole time.
That's kind of
that was what I was thinking.
I thought, Joe is just as surprised as Frank and Dina. So
yeah, that's kind of how I saw it too. Yeah. Or read it too. Yeah. It was the body just happened to be, I mean, you'd find that in a porta potty anyway. So
it would be a great place to stuff a body. I mean,
I guess that's true. Yeah. I mean, it's really asking a lot of the detectives to get any evidence from that.
I'm not going in there. Crazy.
They're covered in a lot of different things.
That's a different sketch.
Yeah.
I think it's your turn to collect evidence, Rodriguez.
I do like the name Veronica. I like to think that if I were making up a name off the top of my head for someone who I would be purported to fuck, it would be like Roxanne or Felicity. Yeah.
Or like a name that starts one way and ends another way.
What?
Like Roxanne.
I think you should do that. Her name's
Roxanne.
Roxanne.
I think so.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, at one of the points, you could have Joe go, "What's your name?"
Yeah.
To her in the when they ask what the name is, he's like, "What is your name?"
Really loudly, like, "Oh yeah, I don't know your name." This is so casual.
I do it all the time.
We just met.
You just met?
You're having sex in the potty and you just met?
It's so intimate.
The festival, man.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds pretty hot to me. Yeah.
Festival? This is a gravel parking lot.
Bogged down in details?
Yeah. Yeah, what are you bogged down in details about, man? Come on. I'm fucking in the potty. I love that rebuttal. It's so funny.
Hey, it's okay if you took a shit in there. That's what you do in there.
All right, our second sketch today is titled The Look, written by
Keith Estrella.
Karen with an E will be played by
Lisa Weitzman.
Tyler will be played by
Ryan W.
Karen with an I will be played by
Amy D.
And Karen with a Y will be played by
Harrison Merkt.
It's your target day. Tyler is patiently waiting for Karen to move out of the checkout line as she fervently searches through every bag of goods she purchased.
I didn't see you put the receipt in the bag. I'd better have my receipt, or I'll just have to speak to your manager.
Karen continues to Karen as Tyler tries to get a word in edgewise.
It's in the first one you checked.
Tyler heaves a heavy sigh. He knows what needs to happen.
Miss...
Karen suddenly stops Karening as she looks up at Tyler. He has a pleading expression that says, "You're better than this." Karen withers under Tyler's gaze.
I'd like to speak to...
She hesitates, then gathers all her bags and heads towards Starbucks. She sits at a bar table, shaken. Karen with an eye is next to her. She's staring at a Barbie doll in her left hand.
You gotta look too?
Karen nods.
I wanted to return this Barbie. No reason. I demanded that they accept it without a receipt or original packaging or any other legitimate reason to return something. When I started screaming, that's when I looked up.
Karen's eyes move toward the ceiling, staring at nothing.
That look.
Karen with an E leans in, hanging on to every word.
It was like she was beseeching me to dredge up whatever shred of humanity I had left beyond my entitled white woman exterior, pleading with me to stop. With one look.
Karen with an eye snaps her head toward Karen with an E. Karen flinches.
Who am I?
Karen with an eye seizes her by the shoulders, dropping the Barbie on the ground.
Who am I?
Karen with an eye tightens her grip. Karen with an E is in shock as she struggles to break free.
Do I need to speak to a manager? Or do I just want to?
Karen manages to break free as Karen with an eye has a panic attack all the way out of the store. Karen with an E collects herself, shivering as she stands in front of the Starbucks counter. She's not looking at anything in particular. Karen with a Y, a barista, greets her.
Hi.
Karen jumps.
Oh, what can I get for you?
Oh, matcha green tea latte, tall.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're all out of green tea right now. Can I get you something else?
But you're advertising the green tea. It's on special.
I know. It's really popular. That's why we're out of it.
I don't understand. If it's advertised, you should just have it. I can't believe that I have to deal with this massive inconvenience. It's unacceptable.
Before Karen with an E can continue to Karen, Karen with a Y gives her the look. Two baristas hustling in the background turn to Karen, also giving her the look.
I'm sorry.
Karen hacks up a cough. Karen, smiling, pushes a tall cup of water toward her.
What? What is this? Oh, what am I feeling?
I think it might be remorse.
I'm remorseful?
That's right. And you're relearning emotions long forgotten.
I don't know if I can. I want...
Karen punches the glass display of baked goods, shattering it.
Green tea latte. Receipt. Manager. Where manager? I want manager.
I am the manager, Karen.
Karen with a Y removes her hat. She has a super Karen haircut.
It's okay.
Karen relaxes. Karen with the E relaxes, still breathing heavily, but in stunned silence.
I was a Karen like you once, Karen. I thought I needed to scream and shout at retail store employees in order to get what I wanted. But one day I came in here to whine about a slight price increase to someone who would be forced to listen. And well...
Karen with a Y turns to one of the baristas and smiles.
They showed me that I don't have to do that. I can just be a regular, normal customer. And you can too, Karen. Let us show you.
I could be a normal customer. I could just accept things as they are instead of bemoan what I think they should be. I think I'd like to learn to do that.
Karen exhales sharply. She's crossed a huge milestone. She and Karen with a Y, hand in hand, walk into the employees-only area together. They pass by a classroom of Target employees being trained by Tyler to do the look.
Widen your eyes. Use all your facial muscles. Show me the error of my ways with one look.
Tyler waves as Karen with an E and Karen with a Y pass. They enter the break room where a dozen Karens with an O all look at Karen simultaneously. One stretches out her arms in welcome.
Let's talk about that sketch.
Yeah, so this lady was being a Karen in line at a Target. I was like behind her and the cashier was just like dealing with it. And we both talked a little bit like, you know, fuck her. and I was thinking about it later and I was like, man, wouldn't it be funny if you could just stop that in its tracks with like a look, you know? Yeah, so that's how that came about.
Yeah, I love the rewrite from what I saw in class a few months ago. Yeah, I love the word beseech. You use it really, really well.
It's great.
You use it all the time in your regular speech more than anyone I know. And I love seeing it in your writing. It's my favorite thing. In general, I'd love to see the look again. Like just even, yeah. Just a third instance of the look would be so fun. I love the like doing the look in the back, but I think maybe even like punching the glass would be a good time to do the look again.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Yeah. I also would love to just see like maybe the employees have name tags with the different spellings of Karen, or it's like at least clarified in the dialogue who spells Karen which way.
Yeah. I was wondering about that because like I found myself like, all right, this is Karen with an E, this is Karen with an I.
Yeah. And I think it's really funny and it kills it on the page. I think that's like it's very, very funny to see it on the page. So I just would want like stage or film audience to get to enjoy that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
But it's super funny. I love the look. I love this thing. It's so universal. Everybody knows what you're talking about. And I love what it's saying too. This is nitpicky and it's just an idea. But I think you could do like the first part of this with the first look, like at the checkout line at Target as like a blackout. And then like two or three sketches later in the same review, run the rest of the sketch as like a standalone second beat to that blackout.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be sick.
Just a suggestion if you ever put it up. I think it'd be very funny to like see it, something that simple pay off this hard.
It's just such a weird concept. I love it.
It's great. I as a pitch for like how you could maybe get them to say the Karen with the E, Karen with the I thing, maybe like someone says Karen's name and she's like, no, it's Karen. You're saying it with an E. It's spelled with an I. Like, I feel like that'd be a very Karen thing.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
But they really pronounce it the same way all the time.
Yeah.
It's the same. Starbucks. See, you could work in the worker writing Karen the wrong way on the cup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, out. Yeah. That's great. And her getting mad about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, manager. This employee is spelling my name wrong.
Yeah. I like that you use Karening as a verb. That everybody knows what that means. So I just really appreciate that.
Yeah. I want to find a way to put that into the sketch. She's Karening again.
Maybe the Karen with the Y can say back to the other baristas, guys, we have someone Karening. Code Karen.
This Karen is Karen.
Alert. Code yeah. Karen. Yeah.
Code Karen.
I'd also like to see maybe in that interaction or a different one with, but I really like that Karen with a Y, the barista interaction a lot. Either Karen saying, how did you know my name? Like, how did you know my name was Karen? And then the barista just being, oh, honey. Yeah. No. Yeah, just like not even saying anything, just being like,
oh, that's like a
look there.
Yeah, that's like a more sympathetic, like, oh, bless your heart.
I love that because that acknowledges with like such a light touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's also good commentary. You had a lot of room to make really good commentary on like, what is your problem? Why are you so entitled to treat everybody like shit? And so it's a nice nod to whatever is going on with that type of person who doesn't realize that the people they're interacting with are human beings that have feelings and emotions. And so like just highlighting that, maybe it'll change some lives, Keith. Maybe somebody's a Karen out there that's going to hear this and be like, oh my God, I never knew. He's talking to a real human being. That's amazing.
It's a PSA.
Yeah, it is.
I love this thing you have have at the end. I could be a normal customer. I could just accept things as they are instead of bemoan where I think they should be. I'd love to see like a version of that at the beginning where she's like, that look, stop. I don't want to be a normal customer. I don't want to accept things as they are.
I don't want to accept this.
Yeah. I don't want to learn that.
I wanted to return this Barbie. No reason. Our last sketch today is titled Nope by Fisher Price. Written by
Billy Lawrence.
Billy will be played by
Harrison Merkt.
Anderson will be played by
Ryan W.
An announcer will be played by
Keith Estrella.
Interior party night. A bunch of people are hanging out at a party. In the corner, Billy, a boy, flirts with Anderson, another boy.
10? I think that'll fit. Should we go to your place or mine?
We could go to mine. The only thing is, I don't have a mattress because I sold it to pay for this new kind of acid that lets you talk to birds.
Freeze.
Everyone freezes as announcer enters the scene.
How many times has this happened to you? You meet a cute boy and then you just want him to rail you. But then he starts talking and you're all like, what?
The scene unfreezes as announcer watches from nearby.
Okay, I guess we could go to mine.
Great. One other thing. When I was 14, I was in a skiing accident, so I'm not allowed to use condoms. Also, I don't know how to vote.
Billy grimaces and walks away from Anderson. The announcer grabs Billy by the arm and spins him around so they are shoulder to shoulder.
Yikes. Tough break, kid. If only I hadn't heard all that nonsense, then he could just be a hot peen for you to sit on.
Right?
Well, what if I told you, you don't have to hear all that nonsense?
There is some sort of magical special effect, and a small button appears in the announcer's hand.
Introducing Nope by Fisher Price.
We close in on Nope, showing it in better detail.
Nope is a totally original semi-radioactive button which blocks out any sort of deal breaker your potential one-night stand might say.
We pull back out as announcer hands Billy the Nope.
Go ahead, try it out.
Billy takes the Nope from the announcer and walks back over to Anderson.
Hey, Anderson, what is it that you and your friends shout before drinking White Claws?
As Anderson makes to reply, Billy presses the Nope and his words are drowned out by the oboe riff from Mario's 2004 hit song, Let Me Love You.
Was that the oboe riff from Mario's 2004 hit song, Let Me Love You?
Yes.
Nice. Now I can let my butthole do its thing while being ignorant to all of his unattractive personality traits.
One time in college, I filled a garbage bag with dead.
Billy hits the button and the oboe riff plays.
That was a close one.
Billy grabs Anderson's hand and leads him away.
And if the oboe riff from Mario's 2004 hit song, Let Me Love You, is too obscurely specific for you, Nope also comes in Lil Wayne's giggle at the beginning of his 2008 hit song, Lollipop, or an old-timey car horn. So what are you waiting for? Order Nope. And get to banging your questionable choices today.
Let's talk about that sketch.
I mean, you know, sometimes you meet someone and you're like talking with them and they're just saying some crazy shit and you're just like, wow, I wish I didn't know that about you because now it makes it hard.
I still want to bang you, but
yeah. You're like, oh, you're attractive. But now I'm just like,
do you
want to
tell us about
that, like,
the night that inspired this?
Which one? Which night?
Hey, there you go.
So, I just thought it'd be great to, you know, have a way to not hear any of that.
It's so funny. I really, it's like truly funny fake product. I love that it's by Fisher Price.
Yeah.
I love for the announcer to speak to, like, it's not just a kid's toy company.
It's for all you kids who have grown up. Yeah.
Listen, we can encase any kind of little microchips in plastic, even for adults.
I love that. I was thinking about that. I was like, why did I write Fisher Price? I think he was the only company I could think of. So, but it'd be great to like justify it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than any company I can think of. So it's killer. I don't know how to vote. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's true. Such
somebody
a bad
tells me people. There's truth behind this.
Yeah. Also, I don't know how to vote is such a funny sketch unto its own. Like someone just going in the booth and being like, what?
That would be a really good sketch.
I don't know how.
What do all these names even mean? Who are these people?
Who are these people?
I don't know any of these people personally. I don't understand.
What kind of circle should I be making?
Yeah. Do I just fill in all the circles or?
Yeah. Well, they're all there. So that would imply that I have to fill them all in.
Plus, it's fun to fill in circles with a number two pencil.
Oh, this is so enjoyable. I'm loving this.
I would also like the thing that it's so funny and I just like want more of it because of how funny it is. Also, you referenced Lollipop, the like giggle at Lollipop and the old car horn. And now I just really want to see him hit the button and have a car horn. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Other like beats of this, I could see like I could see you heightening this party scene more. If one of his like dirty ass gross friends comes over and he presses the button and just like blurs him out or whatever. Like a big smoke bomb comes out of nowhere and like covers. Or I could also see someone being like, oh yeah, let me tell you about my screenplay. And then, like, yeah, well, that's yeah, great. Of course I want more of this because it's so funny.
Yeah, you could, if you wanted, you could do like that scrolling list of things, like versions that Nope comes in.
Great. That'd be great. Yeah.
Oh, I had a note for that. For my idea was also by Fisher Price is Oopsie for when you've heard too much. It erases the last 10 seconds from your memory.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it.
I do Oopsie, but then it's just a whippet.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to make it longer, awesome. You could also add like testimonials from people who have used and stuff like that.
Totally.
That would be great.
I was also thinking for like maybe a button, because I do like this one, but it also just makes me want more. Like cutting to a post bang, like where they're in bed and they're gonna talk about something and he's just like, nope. No.
Yeah.
Where's the button? Where's the button? Yeah. Find it scrambling.
Yeah. You're having a search for your pants to get the button.
Stop talking.
So I was babysitting my niece. Oh my God, where is it?
Someone.
Great. One other thing. When I was 14, I was in a skiing accident, so I'm not allowed to use condoms.
Oh, hey, what's that sound?
All aboard, that's the sound of the RIF train coming into the station. Hello.
Hey, RIF conductor.
Ellie, you may notice that I'm riding the front of the train as opposed to being, where I normally am.
Yeah, that sounds really dangerous. Like, you should go inside. You should go inside to the train where it's safe.
Oh, well, it's it is very dangerous.
So
I'll admit that.
Of you.
See, here's the thing, though. I'm a very proud man.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of what this train has accomplished, and so I'm going to continue riding on the front until such time has passed that I decide to come off of it. Whee!
Graceful exit.
Anyways, who's got what's Riffin? Who's got
you do.
What's that? What do you got there, Mr. Conductor?
Yeah, oh, that's conductor. Right.
What's flapping in the wind in your hand at the front of the train?
Oh, why, it's an unpunched ticket to the Rift train that's got my name on it. Oh, look at this. Let me, okay. Oh, that's a big beauty, that is. Now, how am I going to punch this while I'm holding on to the front of the train? Well, figure it out. Anyways.
It's a conundrum.
Yeah. Here's my Rift. I had this moment a couple of days ago where I was about to step into my car and I saw my neighbor like about to go into her house, and we both acknowledge each other's presence but were like pretending we weren't, or pretending we didn't see each other. And then her dog ran out and like started sniffing me. It's this cute corgi. And we looked at each other and were just like, hey, cute dog.
So the dog brought you together.
Yeah. And then like the dog ran back in. Her name is Chloe. And she's just like, I'm sorry about that. Anyways, cool shirt. We're just like, yep. I like the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl's great. See you later.
It ended there?
That was where, you know, I went into my car and did my thing. And
you didn't get laid from that conversation?
Yeah. Keith, is this a riff idea or just a story about a time you flirted this week?
Either way, we're very proud of you.
Thanks. It was my finest interaction yet. But no, it was like, it was such an awkward moment. And like, I want to capture that like in a sketch, like keep finding ways to, not do the thing that you want to do and like awkwardly acknowledge that your neighbors, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So what I think you like from what I heard, I think it's so funny to establish like a person getting into their car and a person walking their dog and both of them like just getting little close-ups where they like side eye over to their eye line and like look back and are like trying not to.
Yeah.
And then the dog breaks that. And I think that like, the interaction, you like, just shoot it slow, shoot it awkward.
Okay.
Get it in like the wide shot, and like let it breathe. But then like at the end of the interaction you described, like have Keith or like the character getting in the car, like fall, like another thing happen where they have to interact again. And like, for my money, it's like fall over or like, you know, like, a big bad thing happens to one of them and they have to be like, I'm okay. Great makeup choices.
Oh, you use eyeliner.
I feel like second beat could be fart, third beat could be like falls really hard. Maybe last beat is like pee self or throws up or something. I don't know.
Pee self.
I like throws up and then it's like, oh my gosh, I thought that was just gonna be a burp.
Hey, yeah. It looks like it was good, Big ZD.
I should have chewed more. Yeah. I know that now.
Oh, all right. Bye.
I'm leaving now. I have to say this now, but I came home and I was feeling real barfy on the way home from Baltimore. I had I was drinking and I had some CBD weed, I guess. And I guess it must have been really potent because I was sick like the whole way back and I vomited into their like front garden kind of thing at midnight.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Keith.
As soon as I opened the door.
Wait, is
it was
day
loud
before?
Too.
It was loud.
there's no way that like I feel like someone had to have heard me. Like
But
as you yell up to them, it was the CBD oil. That's it.
It was potent.
It was potent.
Oh, that was you that went around the video that went around Ring.
Oh no!
Oh yeah.
You're all over TikTok. Ring
that was. Yep. I guilty as charged.
If anyone knows who this was.
But yeah, no, good ideas. I was feeling real barfy on the way home from Baltimore. Hey, who's next? Who's coming up? Who's stepping on? Who's stepping up?
Hey, Mr. Conductor.
Mr. Harrison.
How's it going?
Yeah, President good Harrison.
Good to see you.
I can see how you would think that I mumble my words. I'm sorry. Very proud of that.
I heard President Harrison.
I'm just a passenger on this train.
Okay, great. All right. I wanted to make sure that was clarified. All right. Passenger Harrison, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Mr. Conductor.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to get to Riften.
You did to Riften. Ah, yes. Yeah. Anyone should be so lucky to reach that destination.
Can I hand you my ticket? Can I show? Sure, can I read it to you?
Read it out loud for all the crowd.
So you know how a lot of restaurants are taking up the parking spaces on sidewalks for eating spaces now?
Oh, they do that in Baltimore.
They do it everywhere.
Yeah.
So I want to do a sketch where a car kind of slowly rams through one of those. Like, but very, very slowly.
Like, slowly and deliberately.
Yeah, and it's like
eye contact.
And I want the window to be, I want to just start the sketch as like a date, like a little date. And then the car just like slowly breaks the barrier and is like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just got to get through. I just got to scooch by. I'm really sorry. Let me just, and the car just like slowly like, and there are even like moments of resting where it gets back to the date and then the car like hits the table or like starts ramming the person and they have to move. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just got to scooch by. Just inching through. Sorry. Like,
I'll be a minute and I'll be out of your way.
Yeah.
I'd like if like they were like moved by the car, but not in a way that they'd feel like they'd have to jump out of the way.
Yeah, like the car's moving so slowly that it's just pushing them.
Yeah.
this reminds me of like someone either in a plane or in a stadium and someone's trying to walk past you. Or you're trying to walk past somebody and you're like, all right, do you want the front or the back? Like,
It's exactly that moment. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I would love that too if the person in the car was like, oh, the swordfish looks good. Like,
I want to hear a lot of like squeaking from the car. Like, squeaky brakes. Oh, sorry. It was. Just
like the stop and go kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would the people on the date like say, he's going to stop, right? I mean, he's not going to keep going, right?
Yeah.
He can't possibly keep going.
Let's just ignore him and enjoy our swordfish. Yes. I mean, we came here, had I'd reservations like for 6 months. I'm not going to let this ruin our date.
I'd like if they were really into each other and like they don't want anything to bother them.
Server comes, all right, so how are the drinks treating you? You guys ready to put in some appetizers? I'm just getting by.
The server comes by to bring the food and they're like in a totally different place now.
Oh, you're not my table anymore. That's Dennis.
You're at a different restaurant.
You have to move to a different area.
Todd's your server now.
You're at Sophie's Crepes. This is fried shrimp.
I'm sorry I moved your table. I'm just scooching through. Just give me a second.
I'd like to just... Sorry, go ahead.
It's like all this stuff wasn't here this afternoon. I'm just trying to scooch by. Yeah. Yeah.
This is where the map is taking me. Yeah. Yeah. So
I don't want it. I got to follow it.
I hate when it tells me
I don't
want to
accidentally get on a toll road.
I think that's a good riff.
Mr. Conductor, welcome to Assignment Station.
Ah, we've arrived at Assignment Station.
Welcome to Assignment Station.
I just have to say that from when the last time I was on the show to now, the riff train has gotten completely out of control. In like the best way. But it's like, it's meta. It's meta because you've like, you've riffed on the riff train. So it's like, I just feel like now we're just in. It's amazing. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you for
Your perspective. Because we're on it so much, we just don't even notice the incremental changes.
We live on the riff train, Billy.
I can see it. It's amazing. I'm honored to be a passenger.
Anytime. You're always welcome with a ticket to Riften.
Now can you scooch over a little?
All passengers must make sure to scooch in order to give other passengers enough room.
All right, well, now that we're here at Assignment Station, this week's assignment is party. It's a party sketch. You can think about something that happens at a party. You could think about a political party. You could think about something that happens on the dance floor, something that happens where you're getting drinks, you know, maybe a bar or, you know, party, maybe someone embarrasses themselves at a party or plays guitar. Hmm.
Party of five with Nev Campbell.
Yep. Three's company.
Toddler's party.
Toddler's partying.
The boy dance party.
Yeah.
Just write that sketch and
the
send it in.
Rap party for the latest season of Teen Mom. Yeah, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to write. I'm no, you don't have to write the rap party for the latest season of Teen Mom if you don't want to, Sketchy.
Party City. Write a store.
Yeah. All right, let's get some writers plugs. Keith, you got anything you want to plug?
I'm going to plug the Adventures Academy again. Academy in York, Pennsylvania. Got all your tabletop RPG needs. They got dice. They got dice trays. Trays you can roll your dice in for those extended D&D sessions. They got board games. They got Magic the Gathering nights. Everything nerdy that you could think of. They got it. I'm going to be running a workshop next week. You're not... this won't be uploaded in time for you to possibly attend, but I'll be running a workshop there and probably future ones. So look for them.
Adventures Academy.
The York area. Yeah.
I'm going to plug Sketchy Sketch Sketch School. Go to our website. Check out our classes we're running. We got Amy doing a level one. I'm running a level three, which will probably be underway when this comes out. Whoops. There's two session podcast editing workshop up on Sketchy Sketch Sketch School. Check it out, y'all. Sketchy Sketch Sketch School.
Okay, everybody, that's all for us today. Thank you to all the participants and to the Jeff Powers for the music you've heard. And also a big thanks to you, listeners. Thank you so much. If you'd like to support the show or check out more that we have to offer, head on over to sketchysketchsketch.com.
And while you're there, check out our Patreon or our classes if you'd like to support us or learn from us. And if you're like, hey, I'm funny, I want to put a sketch on this show, get it over here, send it to sketchysketchpod@gmail.com. We'll get your sketch on the show.
You can also reach out to us through our website to email us if one of the sketches you've heard really impacted you or you want to give some love to the writer. Hit us up on that website where there's a place to do all of those things.
As always, if you like what you heard today, please tell your friends about us. Check us out on socials. Take our classes. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars.
Yay, we love stars.
Like, we love the stars.
We want to make you stars. We want to get you stars and get us
you
stars.
You can be a star.
Be a star, darling. All right. That's all for us today. Have a good one.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.